Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. We are thankful to be devoting ourselves to the Lord with you daily. So Tori and I are excited about this week's devotionals. We are doing another set of devotionals from the Bible app. Mm-hmm. And so there's going to be a link in the description to go download this plan to follow along with us. And I just want to give a little preface, I guess two prefaces. Number one, we posted a long form episode on Saturday about pain and suffering and where God is in that. So feel free to check that out. But the more important preface is, just want to ask you to hang in there with me as I read the first part of this devotional. And then Tori's going to pick up right after that as it's a little bit longer. And so I don't want to read too fast. That way you guys actually aren't, you know, let's not just check off the box of, hey, I did my devotional today, and let's actually devote ourselves to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Okay. The name of this devotional is Gaining Godly Wisdom. And part one is, what is wisdom? If you look up the definition of wisdom, you'll find this: knowledge of what is true or right, coupled with just judgment as to action. We can have all the knowledge in the world stored in our brains, but if we don't know how to apply it and move that information to action, we don't actually have wisdom. Basically, we can know more than the average person, but if we don't apply what we know appropriately, we're foolish. The first and most important thing we need to know about wisdom is that it comes from God. Psalm 111 verse 10 tells us that the beginning of true wisdom is found when we fear the Lord. And then it goes on to say that we'll grow in wisdom when we obey God. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Most parents expect their children to obey them. Why, you ask? Because they see the path ahead when the child doesn't. As children obey their parents, they grow in wisdom and learn what their parents advised them to do was ultimately for their own good. The same is true with our Heavenly Father. He sees what's ahead and knows what's best for us.
Mm-hmm. In James 3, verses 13 through 18, godly wisdom is explained in detail. It says, "If you are wise and understand God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with humility that comes from wisdom. But if you are bitterly jealous and there is selfish ambition in your heart, don't cover up the truth with boasting and lying. For jealousy and selfishness are not God's kind of wisdom. Such things are earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. For wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and evil of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace, loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere." This passage is full of rich truths for us. So let's really digest this passage. Exhibiting godly wisdom means we are. And if you have a notebook, maybe write some of these things down. The first is honorable. We show honor to everyone. Next is humble. We don't draw attention to ourselves. Selfless. We think of others more than we think of ourselves. Pure. We strive to have untarnished motives. Peace-loving. We agree to respectfully disagree. Gentle. We consider the feelings of others before acting. Merciful. We give second chances because they've been given to us. Impartial. We show fairness to all we encounter. Sincere. We are authentic, honest, and full of integrity. Learning and growing as followers of Jesus is what will transform our old self to the redeemed person God is calling us to become. Growing in wisdom with God won't always make sense to people around us, but as we learn insights from God, we can put them into practice and influence those around us. Man, I'm really liking this devotional already. It kind of reminded me of that story of Solomon when the Lord asked what Solomon would want. And Solomon said, Lord, I want your wisdom so that I can influence your people, so that I can help your people. And God looked at him and noticed that he had pure motives and that he truly wanted the wisdom of the Lord so that he could help God's people. And God said, okay, I'm going to give you all this wisdom, and I'm also going to give you all these other things as well. But it's because I've seen your heart, and I know that it comes from pure intention. And it just reminded me when it was, you know, talking about that pure intent and how that's such a quality that we need to, you know, strive to have.
Yeah, I think something that really stood out to me was how wisdom is attached to action, because we can know a bunch of things. And, you know, I guess it's just like we should never confuse knowing like information with actually being intelligent.
Totally.
You know, because you can be knowledgeable without being intelligent. And I'm not like throwing shade at anything, but it's important to really know that I've heard a quote said that I always want to be courageous and wise.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be dumb and courageous because I'll get hurt.
Totally.
And I don't want to be wise and inactive because I'll never do anything.
Yeah.
And we just have to remember that action has to follow wisdom, because wisdom is the practice of knowledge.
Right. That's so good.
And that actually led me to another thought, which I thought was really interesting, about when the devotional was talking about being jealous or having selfish ambitions.
Yeah.
What's super interesting is that you can be incredibly intelligent and have really, I don't want to say lofty, but really serious selfish ambitions.
Totally.
Or you can be really smart and be incredibly jealous, because you're taking in all this information and it's causing you to think more. It's causing you to sit in your thoughts, because where else do you feel jealous? Your brain, your thoughts, and your consciousness, right?
Yeah.
And so God's saying in that scripture, I think it was James 3, he's saying that like selfish ambition and jealousy is not my wisdom.
Right.
So whatever's going through your head when you're feeling those things, that is not me.
It's not me. Yeah.
I love that.
That's so good.
You ready for me to pray on out?
Yeah.
Lord, thank you for this time that we have. Thank you that you wake us up with a purpose on purpose, God. And thank you that you make every day new, God. God, please forgive us of our sins. God, please forgive us for that thought we had. Please forgive us for that thing that we didn't do in obedience that we're supposed to do, God. God, will you help us just wash away any guilt and shame we have? Will you please just make us feel afresh today? Will you help us help other people feel your love today, God? Will you use us today? God, will you shower us with your wisdom, Lord? Will you help us to be active in the knowledge of your word and of your love, God? Will you do that for us? Would you use people, God, who struggle in so many ways? Would you use us, God? We are excited to be refreshed in your spirit. And you say that whenever we try to love our neighbor, that we ourselves are refreshed, God. So refresh us by refreshing others through us, God. We just pray that we can be active in the wisdom and be inactive in the wisdom that's not of you, God. We want to follow the wisdom that is of you, God. And that's the fear of you, God. That's the reverence of you. That's the knowledge and power of your knowledge and power, God. We love you. And we're going to open the floor for our audience to continue to pray. And Tor and I are going to be praying in agreement with them. So cover me. I'm desperate for your limitless love. So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate for your limitless love. Love so abounding, love so pure, love so abounding, we will endure. Amen, God. Amen, God. Tori and I open our eyes and we just look at each other. Like, who's going to say it? Because I'm sure you guys, if you listen this far, you know that I maybe pray a few times a week, and she typically prays.
And so I'm like, am I supposed to say amen, God, first?
We just awkwardly stare at each other. That's funny. Well, anyways, we love y'all.
We hope y'all have an amazing Monday, amazing start to your week, and we'll be talking to y'all tomorrow.
Au revoir.